From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Casca, The Legionnaire by Barry Sadler. Chapter 1. Ashes swirled around him, a gray snowstorm whipped into life by the flames which were devouring the heart of the Third Reich. Cyclones of fire reached for the sky, sucking the air out of the lungs of any who ventured too close to the whirlwinds of searing, cleansing death. The Panzer soldier hunched over, his camouflage jacket trying to spark and burn, but the coals were smothered by the ashes, which starved the hungry fire. A 10-story building crashed to his left, collapsing in on itself as the frame was eaten away to leave only a skeletal shell. The insides had been gutted, and its once human occupants turned into charred puddles of melted tissue. A new barrage thundered from the guns of Rosakovsky's 2nd Belarusian Front, the flash of their muzzle blasts lighting up the horizon as if a great storm were gathering in the distance. Not 2 miles away, he could hear the salvo going overhead to smash near the park. He left the worst of the firestorm behind him as he twisted around a mass of rubble into a street which was amazingly clear of damage. It looked now as it would have 4 years ago. Not a building was touched, and yet, only one street over, not a structure was left standing. The sounds of straining engines reached him. He knew the sounds well. Tanks. The Ivans were moving in, closing the last of the thin distance that separated them from their comrades of the force under Konev and their own 3rd Guards tank army, commanded by Comrade General Zhukov. Once that was accomplished, the fate of Berlin would be sealed, except for the very few who would manage to slip through the Russian lines. The man now known as Karl Longers shifted his Stig 44 to a handier position, using the shoulder strap to hold part of its weight. He scanned the street in front of him before racing across it in a half-crouch, ready to fire. Nothing. He paused, heart pounding in the shadow of an alley. A howl by his foot sent his heart into his mouth. The sound was completely unexpected. A dog, driven mad by the shelling, ran past him, snapping its jaws spasmodically. Froth dripping from its open mouth, the animal screamed again, then began to bite its own haunches, turning in an ever tighter circle until it dropped still in the center of the street, dead. Longers took his eyes away to watch for the more dangerous beasts that roamed the streets of Berlin this night. The victorious legions of Comrade Ivanov, Stalin, were pouring into the city, killing or raping as the whim took them. There was no real resistance left to hold them back, and they knew it. A few pockets of die-hard fanatic SS men and some of the paratroopers of the 1st Parachute Army were still holding out at the airfield of Tempelhof. But the Ivans were not going to risk getting themselves killed this close to victory by engaging them man to man. They had time on their side, plus the equipment. They would merely wait until tanks and artillery were brought up, then pound the fascists into jelly via long distance. A patrol of Mongols and Tartars, under the command of a Don Russian, who wore the shoulder tabs of a sergeant major, broke from cover and headed in his direction. Longers moved further back into the shadows of the alley and tried to blend in. The splinter pattern of his camouflage under its gray coat of ash made him nearly invisible. Slowly he hunched down to rest on his right knee, easing the strap pressure of the Stig 44. Raising it up a bit, he followed the motions of the advancing 10-man patrol with the barrel. He would prefer not to have to fire and draw attention to himself if they would just pass on. The sergeant major was in the lead, a PPS-43 submachine gun in his hands. He wore the order of Suvorov 3rd Class on his breast and cursed his half-savage patrol members when they bunched up too close together. Longers knew what they were doing and thinking. They were overconfident, cocky, believing there was no need to take normal precautions anymore. He knew what they were thinking from his own experience when his Panzer had rolled to the gates of Moscow. He had seen the same...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?